And what I realized, it took me 16 years along that journey, was we're whole people. We're physical, mental, emotional, spiritual beings. And so that's what led me on my whole entrepreneurial journey. And I ended up studying everything, not just naturopathy, because when I worked on my physical body, like most of us do when we're sick, we change our diet, we take our supplements, we might find different natural doctors, functional medicine, nutritionists, you know, chiropractors, acupuncturists, we find different avenues that help us. But that wasn't the whole thing. And I realized that we're emotional too, and we're mental, and we're spiritual.
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and entrepologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we are exploring. So today's episode was really quite unique. I was joined by a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Louise Swartzwalter, and Louise has an expertise in blending the energetics of healing with tangible naturopathic therapies. We had a very interesting conversation about the opportunity that is sitting at our footsteps as evolved, enlightened, awakened, and aware humans. We are the innovators, the ones who are going to be able to help rebuild the world on the other side. And there's this huge opportunity right now for the world, as well as ourselves as individuals, to heal. Dr. Louise and I talk about the confluence of these two opportunities and what exactly we need to do as individuals so that we can serve as leaders in the world that needs our energy tremendously right now. It was a really interesting podcast where we talked not only about medicine, but the energetics of healing, and it is really my pleasure to introduce you to Dr. Louise Swartzwalter. Louise Swartzwalter, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much, Dr. Megan.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this conversation today. You know, before we got going and started to hit record, we were talking about the anxiety of the last year and the exhaustion of the last year in terms of our needing to leverage technology. And frankly, I'm really excited to start to talk about what that actually means for our brains and how we can fix it. But before we jump into that conversation, Louise, I'm wondering if you can give everyone a bit of a background on you, your story around entrepreneurship and healing and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got sick. So first I kind of crashed. I had all my mercury fillings taken out in one day. So I already had chronic fatigue. I was doctor hopping. I had all those labels. They didn't really know what was wrong with me. So it was fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, chronic fatigue. It was kind of like that whole scene where you're just really trying to get yourself healthy. At the time, I had two small kids at home, and I just remember looking into their faces and just saying, all I want to do is be their mom. Like, what is going on? It didn't even feel like I was myself. So I ended up on this whole journey of having to heal myself. And at the time, my brain didn't work. And I remember just having my phone number on a sticky note in my wallet. This is before cell phones. So this is a while ago. And my background before that was a special education teacher. So I was a teacher. And then I had my own children. And then I crashed with this mysterious autoimmune illness that nobody really even knew what it was, and found out it was really because of all the heavy metals that were released, the mercury in my body from a dentist taking out my mercury fillings, thinking that would help me. Of course, when I look back, I did it the wrong way. I definitely should have done it not all in one day, you know, so we've learned a lot since then. It would have been better to do it a quadrant at a time if you're someone also who's thinking about, hey, do I need to do that for myself? So, you know what? I thought I was going to kind of like live and die in Chicago, Illinois, and have the white picket fence and the 2.1 kids and the puppy dog. you know, the American dream or whatever you want to call that.
Right.
And it took me in a whole different direction. So I ended up becoming a naturopathic doctor and then in this whole world of natural health, healing myself. And what I realized, it took me 16 years along that journey, was we're whole people. We're physical, mental, emotional, spiritual beings. Right. And so that's what led me on my whole entrepreneurial journey. And I ended up studying everything, not just naturopathy, because when I worked on my physical body, like most of us do when we're sick, we change our diet, we take our supplements, we might find different natural doctors, functional medicine, nutritionists, you know, chiropractors, acupuncturists, we find different avenues that help us. But that wasn't the whole thing. And I realized that we're emotional too, and we're mental, and we're spiritual. So I actually moved my family from Chicago to Taos, New Mexico, to the mountains to heal. And we'd see like double rainbows when it rained during monsoon season. And it's called the Land of Enchantment. So I ended up moving to the Land of Enchantment. And so that's what really started my whole journey. I was still teaching part-time then when I finally got healthy enough to do it. And then I again started school and just realized that I actually said to myself, you know, I already have all this natural health background. I know a lot of stuff from my own healing journey. Now I just need to get the paper on the wall.
Right.
So that's what led me to school. Yeah.
And your particular approach really focuses, you focus on the brain. You've got this thing called the brain system. Can you talk about what that is and break that down for us? Because I'm really interested in one, understanding, you know, where this starts physiologically and then really makes that connection to the energetics and the emotional and the spiritual that you talk about.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the brain system, how it actually came to be born was, again, my journey. And brain stands for body. So the B equals body. The R is releasing the mental chatter, the traumas, the emotional baggage, the cellular memory that's sort of stuck in the brain. It actually helps dementia and Alzheimer's as well. And then really, and anxiety, just, you know, you can release all that stuff that causes anxiety with the releasing techniques. And then aligning with spirit is the A. So everything is spiritual. And then integrate. So I is integrate. It's integrating your brain frequencies to your soul's true purpose. So what I'm able to do is get people back to being 100% their authentic self. And when they do that, their business takes off, their relationships change, everything shifts. And then N in the brain system is the new program. And the new program is like reprogramming your brain, your body, your mind, your spirit. It's like upgrading you to Windows 12. So if you think about your brain as a computer system,
right?
And we have an energy field around our brain and around your whole, of course, body.
Right.
It's like shifting that whole pattern. So how do you want to show up in the world now? What do you want to be doing in your life? And I think that's the piece that's missing a lot in healing. People have, you know, they have great techniques about how to release old stuff.
Right.
You know, even like release ancestral patterns, like the pattern of fear that's on the planet right now.
Right.
But we don't put in the new program. Like, what's the next piece? How do you want to be? What's your goals? You know? So I love doing all those steps together. And what I found was when I was teaching dyslexic kids how to read, write, and spell, it was a therapy program, almost like a therapy program for their brain. And we did what you see with what you say, with what you hear, with what you write, with what you feel, but all at the same time. And those kids jumped 2 grade levels in reading in 6 months.
Wow.
And I was doing all the testing. And so one day I was working and I thought, we're not doing that in healing. Why, you know, it took me 16 years. What if I combine that all and it would be faster for people? I've always wanted it to be faster. So that's how my whole brain system came to be, is I made it multidimensional, but for healing.
It's so interesting because even as you were talking about that, and I'm just reflecting on what this year is, and I feel like, you know, 2020 is to the planet, what I think illness is to so many people's bodies. It's this disruption and it's this crisis. And I love that you're talking about this in language where you're like, okay, you know, the body goes through healing. And then we talk about the new program. It's an acceleration forward. And the language I'm hearing in the world right now is, when do we go back to normal? There's very little language that's acknowledging this opportunity for illness to serve a purpose in driving us forward. Is that, can you just talk about the connection between what you're, the work that you're doing with individuals and really how that applies to the macro as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I love your questions, because I always believe we are the microcosm of the macrocosm.
Totally.
So what is happening in your own world? So if you are experiencing anxiety, or you have days where you're like a little more fearful, or you get some news about something, or you hear someone pass, there's a lot of grief on the planet right now. You're experiencing that in your world, but it's also in the outside world too, because everything is energy. So we are actually being called to heal those deeper wounds of ourselves right now. Mm-hmm. So like this work is so important, because, you know, when we can clear those ancestral patterns and your own traumas and own blocks. So, you know, like when we worked I do a big boot camp. Of course, we took it online. It's an event. And we were clearing energy using the whole brain system. And so, for example, Christine experienced a couple of suicides in her family. So years ago, her sister had committed suicide, and someone else, a friend of hers. And there was just a lot of grief we had to clear. Well, when we cleared all that grief and we cleared it at the brain soul level, and this is what I mean, is we actually hold patterns in your brain and the cellular memory of different things that have happened to you, both in your lifetime and in your ancestral lifetime. So your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, we hold those patterns in our DNA. So scientists have shown that now. Well, I clear those. And what it does is it opens up the spaces in your brain. And when those spaces in your brain are open, the masters in China said we heal in the spaces. So I call that your spiritual brain.
Right. And as we're talking about these pieces and clearing these elements, you know, when you were first talking about the brain system and your brain system, I was like, oh, can we just jump to I? Can we just talk about that piece and connecting with soul and purpose? And then the naturopath in me was like, no, you cannot. You have to go through the process, and you have to go through the steps. So, you know, if we can back up, because I think this is something that really differentiates naturopathic philosophy, which is this notion of like, clear is maybe the wrong word, but we heal the body through a series of steps, as opposed to how do we just cover up all the symptoms that are manifesting? It's really like, let's close this tab, and then let's close this tab, and let's close this tab. And the healing results, not by the closure of the tabs, but the order in which the tabs are closed. Mm-hmm. So can we go through these steps in a little bit more on a micro level to really understand what's involved in terms of closing off these tabs?
Yes. Wow. I love the language closing off the tabs too. Yeah. Excuse me. Had to take a drink of water there for a minute.
No problem.
So the first part is body. So the body tab is all the stuff that a naturopath would do with somebody. Okay. So this is detoxing. This is eating healthy. This is making those lifestyle changes, exercising, getting good sleep. And yes, we heal. And you're saying, we're, you know, it's closing off tabs. I think of it as healing in layers, like an onion skin peeling. Right. Or like when you're working with somebody who's very, very weak, you have to build them up first and then help them detox. It depends on the person. Everyone's different, of course. But, you know, and so you're going through those steps of walking them through, you know, how to change their diet. What are the simple steps they can do there? What are the simple supplements? I call the basics minerals, fish oil, and probiotics. You know, I find that those three, even a little boy with asthma that completely changed him, even though I could have given him asthma like homeopathic things, he just needed those basics.
Right.
You know, so it's those basics. And then it's making sure people are sleeping. you know? And of course, you know, the whole elimination system needs to be working. So digestion, a lot of stuff goes down to digestion, I believe. And when I think of digestion, I don't think of it just physical. I think of it as we either digest life or it digests us.
Right.
So we have to work on the emotions that are stuck in the gut. So I do a lot of emotional clearing. So the body piece by itself is just really that.
Right.
Is that answering your question?
Totally. And I feel like so many people can't understand why they can't heal on an emotional level, and yet they do very little to ever acknowledge or honor what's happening on that physical side. And it's the first tab. Like you don't get all those other things if we're not caring for the vessel, mm-hmm. as it were. We're speaking because we both understand that, but I think it's important for people to realize that as well. So when we talk about this notion of releasing things, mm-hmm. what does that mean? Like how are we going about releasing things? I think we're very used to the act of suppressing things, mm-hmm. but what does it actually mean to release things, or maybe in some cases integrate them?
You know, releasing. So when I think of releasing, I think of releasing the emotional blocks. The fear, the grief, the sadness, the pain, the shame, the stuff that got stuck, that's pulling you away from really honoring who you are and being what I call 100% your soul's truth, and being confident and using your gift in the world. One of my greatest teachers said, if you're not using your gift, you're dishonoring God.
I was like, listen, whoa. You are talking to the person who made like my biggest focus in my career was getting people to connect to purpose. So like, I hear you on that level.
Yeah. And it's just really important. But what I found was when you do this whole system, so like one of the hallmark techniques in the R section of releasing. So there's about 10 different techniques I call soul tie boxes or brain soul balancing. And I actually look at someone's goals. So if their goal was to, well, I just worked with somebody yesterday and their goal was to be able to make decisions easily. They knew that they had blocks around decision making. Right. And so we put being able to make decisions easily in a box on the paper. And it's an intuitive process. So I'm like a medical intuitive. So then I draw the strings and I figure out who or what is pulling them away from making decisions. And in this case, it was a woman who was perfectionistic. And so she was invalidated at age 6. Okay, this is really common. I've seen this over and over again. Right. Most places in our life where we were invalidated or made to feel less than or made to feel guilty for something we didn't do. And it's all subconscious. But it actually creates a cellular memory bump in the brain. Mm-hmm. And that cellular memory bump then holds you back from being your whole truth and finding your purpose and living your purpose. And so we have to clear it. And so when we clear that, people are lighter. We do before and after pictures, you know, because in 90 minutes, someone changes. I love Wow. watching people's faces change. Dr. Megan, it's my high. It just is. I just love it. Yeah.
And then when we get to this notion of A, and I can see that like when people let go of things now, like it is a totally fresh start for people. They're not caught in the pattern and they're not caught in the story. When we talk about this notion of aligning with spirit, what does that look like? What does that process look like?
You know, that process, it's funny. That's probably like the smallest module in my whole academy because it's woven into the other ones.
Right.
Because everything is spiritual, but it might be a meditation. It may be just sometimes I'm praying with people, you know, so it's getting people back to sort of their spiritual self. And it does happen through clearing those blocks that are stuck in those crevices of the brain.
Right.
So your spiritual brain can open up.
Okay. And so all of this, and I wanted to unpack all of these things because I really wanted to get to I, like I really wanted to understand this. How do we, this is where I'm so interested, but how do we connect this notion of, in your opinion, in purpose and like soul purpose and all of these elements. And what I want to say before you answer this too, is I had a really fascinating conversation with a clinical psychologist last week, and she was talking about this idea. She's like, I feel like so much of depression is, she's like, I have no other word for it. She's like, it's like soul depression. It's like, we just don't honor what's actually true in our soul. And I have no idea if where you're going to go is related to that. But as soon as you talked about it, I was like, it's so interesting that I'm having the same, a similar conversation, at least in my mind, twice in the same week. So what does this mean? What does this mean to like really integrate with purpose on that level?
So to integrate with purpose, you know, and the reason it goes B-R-A-I-N, right?
Right.
Is because we do have to clear the stuff that's in the way of that. So right. That's why the R happens first. And then the aligning with spirit. And the integrating the purpose is, there's actually some energy work that I do that has to do with sacred geometry and codes. And so the I and the N, I think of sometimes together. So the I is integrate. It's integrating your soul's purpose, you know, your soul in a sense. It's like getting back to your soul. And the new program is your goal of how you want to get there.
Right.
So actually we could do a little bit of this if you want. So it's energy work in the field, and it has to do with codes and numbers. And numbers are the universal language.
Right.
And so they're literally integrating you. It is like upgrading your biocomputer, your energetic brain, to Windows 12 or a Mac Pro. It like takes out the old virus program and puts in a new one. So those steps kind of actually go a little bit together. So like, can I just ask you to, can we play for a minute? Like what would be one of your little goals? What's an intention that you have for yourself?
In the immediate future, in general, like on what level are we?
Yeah, either one. So like, if you're thinking generally, hey, this is what I want, or, you know, immediate future, if you're thinking, hey, this is what I'd like to have happen in the next, you know, 30 days.
Yeah, so I want to sell out our big practitioner event happening in the next 30 days.
Okay. So if you sold out your practitioner event in the next 30 days, what might you be doing then that you're not doing now?
As a result of that?
Yeah. So if you're selling that out, what are you doing then that maybe you're not doing fully now?
I think it just allows us to expand our impact.
Okay. And if you were expanding your impact, how would you feel?
I would feel similar to how I feel now, but probably just even, but just in like a growing context. I don't know how else to describe it.
What's a feeling word?
What's the feeling word? Inspiration, motivated.
And if you were feeling inspired and motivated, what would you tell yourself then? You're not telling yourself now.
That we can do it. We can do it in a whole new way, at a whole new level. It would be evidence for that.
Awesome. Awesome. Whole new way, whole new level. Allowing, honoring, whole new way, whole new level. I feel like there's another question. So I'm actually using NLP questions to walk this down. So if you were telling yourself that you could do it in a whole new way, in a whole new level, and you were feeling inspired and motivated, and you were allowing yourself and your team and everyone to expand your imprint, right? Expanding this bigger. Mm-hmm. And you're telling out your practitioner event in the next 30 days, how would all that make you feel?
Oh, gosh. We'd probably feel pretty unstoppable.
Awesome. So I'm going to put in the box, you feeling unstoppable, you know, doing this in a whole new way, making that imprint that you want to make. And then I just ask the question, who or what is pulling you away from that? And so we clear the blocks on that happening. And I do it with the power of the spoken word.
Okay.
So I'm doing this as an intuitive process, and I'm actually looking at lists of words.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just saying, all right, who or what is pulling you away from this amazing goal? I want a whole intention with you for this. And then I say, okay, is this a male or female or a situation? What's a situation? Is it recent or old? It's an old situation. Is it something that happened with Dr. Megan? Yes. Is it something with you? Is it something with you and someone else? No, this is just you. Is this you and your business? Yes. Is it something with you and your business, recent or old? It's old. How old? Is it more than a week ago? Is it more than a month ago? 1, 2, 3. It's 3 weeks ago? It's 4 weeks ago. It's between 3 and 4 weeks ago. Something with you and your business. And then I'm going to find the words. Do you remember anything 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Gosh. I know, as you were saying that, I was racking my brain on that. I don't consciously remember anything, no.
Okay, so let's see if we can do it with the words. So I got the word panic.
No.
No? I feel like there was something in your energy field that wasn't yours. Was this a client? Was it your family's? Is it the world's? This is the world's. So this is the stuff happening on the planet. This is panic. It's desperate. It's devastated. So see, we have to clear. I mean, I don't know if you want to call it COVID, the election, or the whole ball of wax. We have to clear all of it, right?
Right.
Panic, desperate, devastation. Overwhelm, fear.
Wait, can you tell I'm an empath?
Yes. Yes. And that's probably why I developed these tools, because to keep myself clear, I have to use them all the time.
Right.
You know? So this is the panic, the desperate, the devastation, the overwhelm, the fear, the sadness, the indecisiveness that's on the planet. And then how we clear it is we say, was that a liar, a thief, or a fraud on you? You know, feeling inspired, you know, creating this amazing event in a whole new way and making that imprint. It's a thief. And then we say, well, what did it do? Did it kill, steal, or destroy something? Well, in the moment, it stole your hope. You know, you're positive, so you're going to hold the intention and vision of what you want. But it did steal your hope and maybe your comfort to have. And so what happens is when I say those words, as strong as those are, they actually came from John 10:10, the Bible. Is it gets you back to those. It's like we're reclaiming hope, we're reclaiming your comfort to have, we're reclaiming prosperity, and we're reclaiming protection.
Okay.
And safety. And so what it does is sort of lightens your field. It brings you back to being, again, more your soul's truth.
Right.
And helping you get more aligned and clearing anything in the way that's going to block you from your goals.
Right.
You know, so you may feel something right now, or it might take a couple more strings, but sometimes people, I see them feel lighter almost in the moment.
Right.
When we do this. So it's clearing like at the brain soul level, which is much, much deeper than other energy work that I've done. And then we put in the new program and the integration piece. And so then this next one is a male or a female. Is it female in your field? Is this you? No. Is it someone else? Is this the client? Yes. Is it someone you saw recently? No. In the past? How far back? More than a month ago? More than two? More than a year ago? More than 2 years ago? About 16 months ago? So this isn't a female client. Is it somebody that you're actually thinking about? Possibly. And you don't have to name names here or anything, but are you thinking of anybody? It's kind of standing out maybe a year and a half ago?
Not explicitly.
Okay. So let's just do it with the words. So we're going to say lack of control, grief, guilt, So for some reason, the energy of her is still in your field. And again, we don't know these things until we start digging like this.
Right.
And then when we do it and we clear it, we feel lighter and it just allows us more space, you know, and more space to create and to be and to create your dream of getting that event out there. So this was lack of control, grief, guilt, longing, shock. Is there another word? No. Is that a liar, thief? No. Liar, thief, fraud. It's a fraud. So it's not your truth, you know, to have that energy in your field. That's all that means. And it's still your freedom. So we're reclaiming freedom. Ease. We're reclaiming more ease. And safety. More safety. She stole your intelligence.
Interesting.
We got more of that back. Yay! you're very smart. You know that. I'm here, here. Comfort to be given. Comfort to be given. Great. Did we get that back? Yeah, I'm going to say a clearing statement here for these last two strengths. So we're just going to say, I destroy and uncreate any judgments, assumptions, projections, conclusions, decisions about the situation with this client and anything that happened 3 or 4 weeks ago with myself and just the world interacting with me and my business and everything going on there. I release that now. I let that go. I allow myself to be free, to feel inspired, to create this amazing event. And to be motivated and know that we can do it in a whole new way and totally feel unstoppable. Good and bad, right, wrong, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. And that's a clearing statement. That's an access consciousness clearing statement. Some of your listeners might recognize that. I have people tap the bottom of their foot after I say that. It feels like it knocks it out bigger. So you're just going to take an open hand, Dr. Megan, and just hit the bottom of your foot. Like I'm going to hit my, I have a slipper on. I have slippers on at home here. So I'm going to hit my foot.
Done. Awesome.
Good job. Okay. So this is male, female, one more string here. So is this you? Is this someone else? Someone else. Is this family? Is this ancestral? Feels like it's ancestral. Something on mom's side, something on dad's side. So this is dad's side of the family. It's 8 generations back. 1, 2, 3, 4 words. 4 words about dad's side of the family. Here, 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 here. Constricted?
Maybe.
Was your dad like strict?
No, his dad was strict.
His dad was strict. Okay. Well, it's 8 generations back. Worry. Panic. You have a very sweet energy, a sweet family.
Thank you.
You're very lucky. I can feel it. This is the constricted worry and panic, but it goes 8 generations back. So it could be great, 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 great grandmas or grandpas. Is there another word that we need to name here? Here, 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 here. Misunderstood. And so do you see, I know even this seems really subtle and maybe obscure and not related. It's like if we're clearing that constricted, the worry, the misunderstood, the panic, it's in your energy field that's playing like a song maybe 2,000 miles out from your body. It's like, think of it as energy. It's like this ball of energy that was created by your family line on your dad's side. It affected him. It affected you. And when we clear all of that out, again, it opens up you to being your soul's truth, to being more your authentic self, and to be able to be aligned with your mission, your goal here, and have it like move more smoothly. So that's really what we're doing. And so all that energy that was 8 generations back is a thief. It's still your hope, your energy. So we're reclaiming your hope, your energy, your vision of what you thought would be, and your trust. So we're just going to say, I destroy and uncreate any judgments, assumptions, projections, conclusions, decisions about the situation with my dad's family line and anything there that may be holding me back. I release that now, let that go. Allow myself to feel inspired, to be motivated to sell at this practitioner event and to do it in a whole new amazing way, to know a whole new level and feel unstoppable. Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And then I'm going to have you tap the bottom of your foot again.
Done.
Yay. Cool. Awesome. Did we successfully clear that? I think so. So you should feel a little bit lighter. Tell us how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, I do. And it's interesting because as soon as you were like, it's ancestral, and I knew you were going to say it was on my dad's side, and I have no idea why, but yeah, I love it. What,
good.
Louise, what do you want to clear from the world right now?
The anxiety and the stress.
And do you think that's possible? Like, I really feel like we are on the brink of, like, we're at a fork in the road, mm-hmm. and we have two options as a society and as a group of people living through a period of time. What can we do to help sway the direction in which we travel?
Stay in faith. So what's happened is there's dark and light on the planet. So a few years ago to my event, I dressed up as Yoda and we did a Star Wars skit. We had, and the gentleman working with me was totally a Luke Skywalker. It was so cool. So he was Luke. We had, my social media gal was Darth Vader and I was Yoda. And I was literally taking people from the dark to the light. And really that is what we're doing now on the planet, is there is a dark energy and there's a light energy. And people are falling on either side of that. And there's also, you know, sort of a lot of grief and a lot of death and a lot of anger and you know, and confusion and chaos. And it's that chaotic energy that is spinning out in a sense and not serving us anymore. But it has to spin out so we could reach a higher level of spiritual awakenness. And that's what I believe is happening. So it's, how can we stay there? Well, you can take care of your body. As Greg Braden said, I interviewed him this year. You know, we were made for these times. Mm-hmm. You know, we're resilient. And we all need to just take care of ourselves. And so if you haven't been taking care of that B equal body piece, if you haven't been eating right, if you haven't been taking your supplements, you're not exercising, it's a message to get there. You know, if you haven't been doing your spiritual practice, spending time in nature, you know, speaking with God, whatever God is to you, it's time to do that.
I love that advice.
You know, so it's really just time for us to kind of get our act together, you know, like there's no more hiding behind any walls here. And that's why I feel this work is so important right now. And I have done it in big groups. We did when COVID first hit, I did Clear the Fear, Keep the Faith twice, you know, and had hundreds of people on a Zoom call. And we just cleared the energy in a group. It was awesome. And so now I'm feeling like there's another piece of this. Not sure what it's going to be called yet, but I've got to do it. You got an idea for me? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to have to meditate on that one. But I have to say, when you said this idea that you were made for these times, I think it's really such an incredibly powerful. It's a really powerful statement, and it's an empowering statement, because I think there's a lot of people whose default mindset right now is I just can't take it anymore. I can't take one more thing that is happening. And it really is, I think what that statement embodies is this notion that this is happening for you and for us, not to us. And it's a huge shift in mindset. I think it's a huge shift in physiological response. But it's a way more empowering trajectory forward if we can embody that in a different way.
Absolutely. And again, that was Greg Braden who shared that with me. And I too, you know, remembered it and felt the same way you did the first time I heard it. like, wow, cool.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It absolutely changes the narrative. And there are so many elements that I would love to, I'd love to get into. And what we're going to do that now though, is we're going to shift the nature of the interview. And I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I call these our KPIs. So just like we have key performance indicators in our business, I believe that we have them in how we live our lives as well. So if you'll indulge me, mm-hmm. I've got a few rapid fire questions coming your way.
Oh, I love it. Okay, yes.
First one, what is the most impactful book or interview that you've read or done during the pandemic?
So I'm going to quote Greg Braden again here. So my most impactful interview was interviewing Greg Braden, who wrote about 15 different best-selling books. But his last one was called The Wisdom Codes. And the wisdom codes, I thought, because I use circles and numbers, I use codes in my work. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be numbers and codes, but it's the words. It's the power of the words that rewire our brain. So it's all the prayers, like the beauty prayer that the Navajo said. And that was so amazing. So I love that book. That was one of the last books that I recently read and then did it, interviewed somebody on. So that would be my take. So get the wisdom codes and listen to our podcast with Greg Braden.
Yeah, I'm going to. I wrote that down as you were saying it. Yeah. What is the one thing you're most consistent with respect to your own health?
Taking my supplements. I lay them all out. I got little bags that I put them all in, and I just do that every Sunday, and I'm really good with that.
What is something totally badass about you that people would not otherwise know?
Totally badass about me. I don't know if this is badass or not, but I love hiking in the mountains here. That's my spiritual time. I have a rock that I sit on that I call Triangle Rock, and I pray on that rock, and I do like the four directions. I say, abundance, health, wealth, amazing, come to myself, my family, my clients, my business, my world, my neighborhood now. And on 1/11/11, it was January, and I remember running out the door at 3:00 thinking I better go hike because it's going to get dark. And I pretty much ran. I was so excited because of the number. I like numbers. Mm-hmm. And I stood on that rock, and I asked to be spiritually fed. Mm-hmm. And I was standing on it, and I was looking at the sun setting on the west side of Albuquerque. And after I said, let's be, please, God, help us be spiritually fed, Dr. Megan, I looked down and there was a fork.
Wow.
Like a silver fork, not a plastic fork, a silver fork. And I went, my heart's pounding. You can't tell anyone, no one's with you, and you're like, and I didn't even know if I should pick it up. And then I was like, I held it for a while and I was like, what do I do with this? I was like, do I leave it here? Do I take it with me? I was just so excited. And I just totally took that as a beautiful sign. And I remember running back down the mountain so I could write the story, the fork story.
That's amazing. It's also my birthday, so I know there's some energy to the ones.
We are so connected. How cool is that? Oh my goodness.
What do you do for fun or play?
Well, I do like hiking, so for fun or play, I hike. I also garden a lot. So I will go out and dig in the dirt. Even if I'm home on Zoom calls, which I'm in the office part-time, home part-time, I will go out and dig in my dirt, and I feed my roses banana peels.
Oh, okay.
So I put the banana peels in the earth right next to them, and then I have beautiful roses.
I love that idea, and I have to circle back. Did you pick up the fork, or did you leave it?
I left it.
I love it. Last question, Dr. Louise. Entrepreneurism, are we born this way or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
Ooh, I think I was born this way.
This is my favorite question to ask because there is no consensus and there is no right answer. Dr. Louise Swartzwalter, where can we send people to learn more about the incredible work that you are putting into this world in a really timely place?
Probably my website, or I'm also on social media on Facebook and Instagram, and it's louiseswartzwalter.com.
Amazing. And we're going to hook everybody up in our show notes. It was honestly a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, it was such an honor. Such an honor. I love what you're doing in the world. I love your podcast. Keep doing the good work you're doing, Dr. Megan. And yeah, let's rock this. Let's make the changes we need to, right now on the planet for everybody.
I love it. We are on it. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
I truly believe that this is our time. It is our time as entrepreneurs and innovators and leaders to be the ones creating, crafting, and setting the tone for how we are going to move forward. I think most of us who are evolved and aware understand that we are not going back to the way that things have always been. And I actually think that's the best news we've had in a while. On the Entrepology Podcast, over the upcoming weeks, as we move towards the end of 2020, we're going to be focusing more on the ideas and the innovations that will enable us to start to change the world, the things that will inform us as leaders. If you want more of this and want to hang out with like-minded people just like you, we'll be carrying on these discussions over in our Facebook group called the Entrepology Collective, and we'll be discussing these ideas in the same time and place every Tuesday when our new podcast drops wherever you happen to listen to your podcasts. If these ideas are resonating, if you believe that you have friends or family or people who would benefit from the work that we are sharing in the world, please hit forward, share this message and our podcast with them, and let us help reach more people with a new message for where we can go and how we can innovate in 2021. I'm Dr. Megan Walker, and I will see you again next week.